American farmers know the financial difficulties that can result from conditions often out of their control. Now imagine, you're a small farmer in a developing nation, and those challenges increase exponentially. Today, we visit with an organization working to change that. The story is today's edition of The American Countryside. You may not have heard of an organization called Root Capital. However, Willie Foote's vision is gradually taking hold in many nations around the world.
There are about 3 billion people out there that live on less than $2 a day. About 70% of them are in rural areas.
Willie founded Root Capital in 2000. Its mission is to help invest in businesses such as farmer cooperatives that can greatly impact the quality of life in developing countries. He saw such a need while working as a business journalist in rural Mexico. While microcredit programs were developed to provide small loans to individuals, he found another class of rural people that were often left out.
They're too big for the $500 loan to a street vendor or a shoe cobbler or bike mechanic, and they're still too small or seen as too risky, too remote to attract commercial financial institutions.
One of the things Root Capital does is help establish links between farmers and food and agribusiness companies.
We're lending where there's no real hard collateral. But what they have is a future contract, future revenue streams with companies like Whole Foods or Starbucks. So we lend where the main security is that forward contract.
Root Capital can lend money to farmers up front so they don't have to sell their crop to a middleman at fire sale prices.
When they deliver their crop to the buyer 6-8 months later, we get paid back by the buyers. So that assignment of receivables enables us to really manage our risk, provide credits where it's otherwise unavailable, and maintain to date a 99% repayment rate in a pretty risky lending environment.
It's an organization drawing support from businesses, companies, and farmers here in America. More about that next time as we travel the countryside. In Boston, Massachusetts, I'm Andrew McCray.